This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Bruins fans, brace yourselves, because what you're about to hear is painful.
Camper up the wall, Thornton to Savard. Savard looks for Ryder in front, and Shattenkirk tips the puck away. Savard is reaching for his helmet. There was a collision down in the corner behind the play, and I don't know if Savard's opened up, but he is in a lot of pain. He's like shoulder against head against glass.
The head that crashed against the glass belongs to Bruins center Mark Savard. On January 22nd, he was checked hard into the boards by the Colorado Avalanche's Matt Hunwick. Savard suffered his second concussion in just 10 months, leading the Bruins to announce Monday they'll be without their star center for the rest of the year. So joining us now, as he does most Wednesdays, with his head intact, is WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hey, Meghna.
So Savard is obviously a huge loss for the Bruins, but it really got us thinking about the NHL and concussions. We know that the NFL has taken several steps to try to reduce the amount of head injury, but what about in hockey?
Well, the NHL has also taken some steps. They have a rule which is a little arcane and a little difficult to understand, and it's a little difficult to understand how a defenseman heading down the ice at top speed is going to calculate the angle so that he's hitting somebody within the rules. It's a violent sport. There's a certain amount of injury that's certain to happen. But, you know, even if only for public relations reasons, at least they're making an effort to eliminate some of the worst of the hits.
Are they making as much of an effort as we've seen the NFL recently, or are there just not as many hits, head injuries in hockey?
The head injuries, I think, are not so bad in hockey. That's one thing. National Football League players are putting their heads at risk on virtually every play. They're huge guys banging into each other on the line, defensive players banging quarterbacks to the ground, helmet-to-helmet hits, all the rest of it, despite the new rules. It's not quite the same situation in hockey. And I'm not entirely convinced the NFL is on the level with its campaign, because you don't simultaneously say we want to eliminate head injuries and we want to add two more regular season games.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we could stay on hockey for a little bit but take it down to the college level, the Beanpot Tournament kicked off this week, and for the first time in a long time, Boston University will not be in the final. We weep here on Com Ave.
The building is sure to be half empty next Monday.
So who do you have as a favorite?
Well, you got to say BC is the favorite. The last time I looked, BC was, I look at my trusty chart here, Boston College is number two in the country right now, and Northeastern is not even on the list. Northeastern was 9-11-6. They had a losing record the last time I looked. However, in Beanpot history, if we know anything from Beanpot history, we know that virtually anything can happen. And it wouldn't be the first time, were Northeastern to win, that they had knocked off a much more highly regarded opponent.
That would make for an exciting final indeed. And let me just ask you one last thing about the Celtics, even though they may not be at the top of everyone's list right now. Ray Allen is on the cusp of a pretty impressive NBA record. What's that all about?
Well, it's a total number of three-point shots, and this is the result of two things. One, an extraordinarily accurate shot that he's developed over many years, and two, the ability to remain healthy and mobile for a good many years. The combination puts him right on the cusp of setting that record, and it'll be fun when it happens.
It would be so cool. Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game, thank you so much for being with us
My
again.
My pleasure. Thank you, Meghna.
You can catch Bill every Saturday on Only a Game at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. That is all we've got for today's show. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, a provocative article in Boston Magazine charges the Institute of Contemporary Art that it's not doing enough to shake up the city's art scene.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com and regular contributions from listeners like you. Right now, WBUR has a great way for you to support the station and take care of your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. I'm Anthony Brooks with Meghna Chakrabarty. Here's Dolores Handy and Andrew Phelps to tell you more.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is free. Please keep it that way with your financial support. Go to WBUR.org and click the donate button at the top of the screen.